Hi, Missy. How are you?
Hi, Mitch. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
Of course. Thank you so much for taking the time to interview.
Yeah, we're super, super stoked about the Orlando date of Black Heart Burlesque, and that's going to be at the Plaza Live on May 5th. May the 5th be with you, or may the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. May the 5th is that Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, so we're going to party with you guys. We're stoked. All right, so...
Yeah, we're really excited. I think it's... you know that Plaza Live, I think... for the past 2 years, maybe?
I've seen Black Heart Burlesque at the Beecham here in Orlando, and I also saw it at Plaza Live, and then like 6 or so, maybe 7 years ago, you guys did Back Booth, which is a little like 200 cap room.
Oh yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was the very first tour.
Yeah, that was super rad too. And it's been great to watch you guys grow as a brand and watch you guys grow just as like this touring thing now where, you know, you're in fans' faces online, but now you can actually go out and you can meet everybody. You guys can put on a show, and it's such a cool idea. How did you guys come up with the idea of the Black Heart Burlesque tour?
Well, we did a burlesque tour from like 2003 to 2007. That was more punk rock burlesque. It was a little bit more free form and fun, and just kind of embody the punk rock spirit of things. And it was amazing, and it was a lot of fun. The girls toured Australia and played down the Reading Leeds Festival in England, and they opened for Guns N' Roses and Courtney Love, and it was a really fun time. But we decided that we wanted to take a break from touring so we could focus on creating a book.
Mm-hmm.
After we finished the book, it was like, well, do you want to do a movie? And we hadn't done a movie yet. And they're like, let's do a movie. And then book, and it just kept escalating new things. It just kept getting pushed. Soft Light in 2012. And we sent two girls up and down the West Coast just doing a book signing tour where they would just sign books at comic book shops. And by the time they got to Santa Cruz, there were like 500 people standing outside the comic book shop.
Yes.
We need to get two girls autographed. And we were like, well, clearly people want a live experience, and we know we can do better than two girls hanging out at the comic book shop. So we decided to put the tour back out on the road, and it's been like 6 or 7 years that we've taken off. You know, the burlesque world has really upped its game. I mean, with like the Star Wars burlesque girls and
yes.
And you know, even large scale spectacle performances like Lady Gaga and all that. We knew that we really had to do something that was more inventive than our whipped cream punk rock burlesque.
Not saying that wasn't so fun though. That was a blast.
Huh?
Not saying that wasn't fun though.
It was amazing and it was fun, but we knew that we can do better. And so we decided to merge the girls' interest in cosplay and like Comic-Con and pop culture with the sexy classic spirit of burlesque. And so we came up with the Black Heart Burlesque, and all of the numbers are pop culture themed. So, you know, we have, like, a Sailor Moon number and a Westworld number. And, our marriage of music and pop culture and sexy classic burlesque all came together and created the Black Heart Burlesque. And it's been an amazing project to be able to work on. Four or five years now.
Wow. Well, congratulations on 5 years of that. That's wonderful. And I mean, even when you first started Suicide Girls, like just the timeline from there to now you're on tour and you're doing this and you're killing it. I just think it's so wonderful how you've grown this company and how you've just touched so many people and you've made so many people happy and you've given people hope, and people are so eager to be part of Suicide Girls as well. I have a bunch of friends here in Orlando who are Suicide Girls, and they are just, they talk it up. And I think it's so wonderful that you've created that culture. And I mean, culture is...
Yeah, the Orlando girls are super tight. They're super, they hang out all the time. They are like real life BFFs.
Yeah, it's so rad. And like, it touches me personally because I started this little thing called Shows I Go To, and now we've got like 60 some people, but we get applications all the time when we hang out all together. People come up to us and they're like, how can we be a part of this? This is really cool. And it's so rad to like start out doing something that you really love, and it might only just be for you, and then it grows into something beautiful. So I guess my question is, when you started Suicide Girls, was the intention, I mean, what part of it was just for you?
And if I build it, they will come, sort of leap of faith project. I mean, it was created because I wanted to be able to use it. I wanted to believe that the girls that I knew were the most beautiful girls in the world, and that other people would appreciate them if I put them out there, you know?
Yeah.
And that, you know, girls that look like me and my friends were beautiful, and, you know, and that we could become, that we could be stronger together. You know, that if we had a place where we could share our voices, that we could be stronger. And you know, so it was entirely for me at first. I thought it would be popular in Portland, and maybe Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that there are people that feel. Well, first of all, people agree that girls with piercings and tattoos and unique outlooks on life and that don't want to fit in, and girls that are uniquely beautiful are appreciated. There is an audience for them, and that people, really connected with the community. And felt like, you know, outsiders and didn't see themselves reflected anywhere in mainstream media. And they needed a place where they could be appreciated for being themselves. And, you know, people from all over the world had, it's a common experience. And the more that the message spreads, the more people find us, the stronger our community gets.
That's beautiful, though. And, you know, like starting something like that, it can be very lonely at first, and you think that you're alone, and then you start something, and all of a sudden you start getting all these surprises where you find all these people, in your case around the world, where they do connect and they do feel the same things. And I mean, that's really like going back to like punk, and just like we're huge in the music scene, like it, and I'm a huge fan of like emo stuff as well. And the reason why like I connected to all that stuff is because I feel it. And what you do, you feel it. And that, I think that's what makes you so successful. You get it. And like, I love that. Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It means so much to know that, you know, that is the best part of starting Suicide Girls and starting the Burlesque Tour. It's, you know, being able to make a difference in people's lives and to have it, you know, really mean something to people.
And it can actually save lives too. And like my little thing saved my life, just to put that out there. And, you know, I'm sure like a lot of people that have connected, maybe even yourself, it's saved their lives.
Yeah, I mean, I have women from around the world that, you know, that have emailed me and said that they never felt beautiful until they saw a girl that looked similar to them on Suicide Girls. And, you know, they felt like, you know, if she could be appreciated for being herself, that you know, maybe this girl was pretty too. And And it helps build up our confidence. So, you know, I feel like it's humbling to receive those emails and to receive those messages and to know that that it means so much to people.
It is, yeah. And those are the kind of things that just they move you. They bring you to tears sometimes. And like, once you realize how wonderful you can make this world and how many other people there are out there, it gives people hope. And that's really, I mean, that was my very first tattoo as well when I was like 18, was hope, in Japanese, but whatever. But the fact that you guys are giving people hope is so beautiful. It's so amazing. And it, again, it's such a pleasure to talk to you, and it's such a pleasure to even be a part of this little thing and to be like friends with people who have been personally touched by you. I think it's wonderful, and I can't wait to see you guys. You're coming to Orlando on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, at the Plaza Live. But before then, you've got four other Florida dates. So for all my Florida peeps listening up, May 2nd in Bonita Springs, May 3rd in St. Pete at the Beautiful State Theater, May 4th at the Culture Room in Fort Lauderdale, and you're coming up here before you head out of Florida on May 5th at the Plaza Live.
Yeah, we're super excited. I hope that everybody likes the show.
I'm stoked about the Westworld bit.
It's really a special one, so hoping that, you know, this is the first tour that we've had. We've booked ourselves. We have a full Suicide Girl touring crew, like our tour manager, our merch girl, our tour assistants, all are Suicide Girls.
Wow.
It was choreographed by a Suicide Girl, so we're really excited about this one and hope that everybody has a good time.
Well, we are too. Missy, I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to attend. If anybody wants to purchase tickets, you can head to blackheartburlesque.com, or there's a cool feature. If you go to suicidegirls.com, it'll figure out where you are. The internet will find you and it'll point you to the closest Black Heart Burlesque stop at the top of the Suicide Girls site.
Thank you so much. It's so cool to hear about other people that are following their passions and making a difference in the world as well.
Yes, and it's such a pleasure to talk to somebody who's been doing it for so long, and somebody who just really has that heart inside and cares and gives people hope. And, you know, you're an inspiration to me personally. So thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you as well.
All right. Well, we'll see you on May 5th. Take care. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Cool. Cheers. Bye. Holy shit!